Blog Talk Radio.
Plan for the 80% that
you know, are going to work at making tomorrow better, or we're going to take the 80% and make them work to try and get the 20%. They don't give a shit.
Yep. I think that that's one of my biggest gripes is that Democrats, liberals, socialists, communists seem to believe in the perfectibility of man. Now, notwithstanding that we have however many thousands of years that show, no, man is not perfectible. You can contain and control, but you cannot perfect. And until we get over the notion that, oh, I'm going to perfect mankind and womankind, we're going to go down the road that Barack Hussein Obama wants to take us. And that isn't a road that I want to travel.
I hate to differ with you on there, but the reason why we have to try and work at perfecting mankind is because womankind got there a long time ago.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm, you know, good luck with that.
I don't hear anything. You know, this idea we're going to have a million, you know, electric cars on the road by 2035.
Oh, yeah, right, sure.
80% of our energy is going to come from renewable sources, green energy sources by 2035. You know, that's kind of like saying, you know, by 2050, the United States will have more homes than any other country on the planet.
Yep.
It's a useless, you know, proposal, plan. It's just, you know, it is not a, you know, let's go to the moon in 10 years.
No.
There's nothing here except for, you know, how many more people can we pander, and we could do. I think it was one thing that he said, you know, we have to out-innovate, out-build. Anyways, his little line, none of it requires the federal government to do anything.
Exactly.
You know, so sit down, shut up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, here, Hewlett-Packard was started in the garage of Packard. Wasn't any government involvement. I mean, I will grant you that the Internet was in part funded by the Department of Defense through DARPA. I mean, that's true. That happened, but it took people working for universities to make that something happen. Was there seed money? Yep, there certainly was. There didn't need to be, but there was. And that is so true of most of our, quote, investments. Translated, that means spending. That if it's done by government, can it help? At the margins, yes. At the core, no, absolutely not. Because when there is a need, it will get filled. And when it gets filled, it will be done by private enterprise. It will not be done by government.
We could have every volt of electrical power in this country replaced by solar power in 10 years.
Really?
10.
Except for at night.
No, not at all true. Not at all.
Yeah?
100% of our electrical grid power could be replaced by solar power in 10 years. And it would only cost us about $500 billion.
I'm waiting for the shoe to drop here.
All we have to do is put into space 26 geostat sunstat.
Yep.
About $500 billion worth is what it would take for us to do it. We need to put together the heavy lift, you know, booster rockets that have been mothballed now for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, George W. Bush.
Yeah. Yep.
And reconstitute a, you know, NASA that is, you know, let virtually every engineer worth its salt, you know, retire, you know, early because they don't use them anymore. And in 10 years, we could have 26 solar stats, you know, over the United States producing all the energy we currently generate using coal, gas, oil, and nuclear. 10 years at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
Production.
Yeah,
cost.
Yeah.
Fraction of the production cost.
Yep.
But,
yep.
You know, now that would be a startling project. That would be an amazing project. But that has nothing to do with union workers.
No. No.
And, you know, a federal government. Although it could. It could.
Hmm.
Let's break off. He's going to keep talking for,
yep.
My estimate is about another 19 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
He's not going to say anything more than he has already, and
yeah.
That's not saying much. So, you know, we'll come back to him in a little bit. I wanted to talk about something else near and dear to Obama's heart. Because we're both going to have a really good laugh about it, and then we're going to talk about it just for a minute or two. As of yesterday afternoon, Rahm Emanuel is no longer running for mayor of Chicago.
Oh, but I heard that he got put back on the ballot.
Not unless I heard missed something in the last 3 or 4 hours. What have I missed? No, no.
Yeah, that the Illinois Supreme Court stayed the appellate court decision.
Till after the election?
Well, I don't know that.
See what happens when I in the afternoon away from the computer.
Yeah.
We're both telling again. No,
yep.
please.
Yep.
Not
I'm sorry.
Too. I was gonna improve my outlook for the whole week.
I know.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Bill Daly. How about that? Bill Daly is there. What was Bill Daly doing there?
I have no idea. Oh, well, because he's the new whatchamacallit, the new chief of staff.
Right, chief of staff. I didn't know his staff was there. Oh, by the way, yes, it appears that he is done. Victoria has informed me that he is finished. He has completed.
Oh, he did?
Okay.
Okay.
So, he promised less, more spending, less taxes, less government regulation, more government programs, and hands across the aisle.
Oh boy, kumbaya! I'm up for it. What the hell? Let's just go all the way in.
Did we actually learn anything about the State of the Union?
I don't think so.
I don't think we ever do.
Nope.
Alito said he wasn't going to bother coming anymore.
Yeah.
And Scalia doesn't come. Hasn't come in 10 years. Obama... Is he going to even acknowledge Hillary Clinton that he just walked past?
Oh, probably not. I'm
Biden did.
Let's not do that. Let's don't do that.
Yeah, he's going to ignore Hillary.
Isn't that interesting? I don't know what to think about that.
He just walked past her again.
Well, he really doesn't like her then, huh?
He ignored it twice.
Well, okay.
Maybe she's on the outs.
Maybe she's got cooties.
Let's put that up there. All right. So, he said all the things that he was supposed to say.
Yeah.
Said nothing that was of any substance.
Nope. I didn't hear anything of any substance.
You know, made no big grand proposals. I think it's really funny that, we just spent 2 years arguing over health care.
Thank you very much.
That was passed, with a democratically controlled Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I don't understand. Okay. So, State of the Union is done. Nothing is of interest in there. I didn't sit down and make a list of things because I was going to spend the entire hour making fun of Obama. But, it's kind of like throwing cream pies at a cream pie.
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit of you know comfort that you've thrown a cream pie, but it actually has no impact because after all, it's a cream pie. All right, now there is something that's about to start in about 5 minutes that I'm not happy with.
Uh-oh. And that would be
In about 5 or 6 minutes, Paul Ryan is going to give the Republican rebuttal
to the State of the Union. Right.
Okay. But at the same time, almost at the same time, Michelle Bachmann is going to give a Tea Party rebuttal to the State of the Union. Now, here's my problem with that.
Okay.
That would assume that Michelle Bachmann believes that there is going to be a Tea Party party and that she's going to be the titular head of it. And if the, incumbent president of whatever party gives his State of the Union and the opposing party gives the rebuttal, then obviously the other opposing party needs to give its rebuttal too. And I think that's a mistake. I think it's a mistake from several points of view.
Really?
One, there is no Tea Party. Two, if there was, Michelle Bachmann would not be the head of it. I would suggest if anybody had a chance of being the head of it, it might be DeMint. Rubio has said he's not going to join the Tea Party caucus.
Yeah.
Which, frankly, I don't know why we have a Tea Party caucus to begin with. Other than we're getting politicians in D.C. that are beginning to think that they can organize the Tea Parties, under their control, which is altogether a bad mistake. And, if Michelle's leading this little goodie, and it appears that she is, I think she's making a mistake. I think she's made a mistake with the Tea Party caucus. I think she's made a mistake with this rebuttal. She is, in my opinion, starting to believe too much hype about herself. I think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
Your opinion?
I don't know that I agree, but okay, that's fine. My take is more the merrier. Get her on. What the hell? That doesn't bother me.
Well, I think it's a bad idea.
Okay. I'm willing for you to believe that.
Well, state your opinion, dude.
I did. I said the more the merrier.
Well, you know, you and I are pretty heavily involved and invested in the idea of a third party.
Yeah. But
and you and I and many others have talked about, you know, how to be part of, not part of the Tea Party process, because the Tea Party process is not separate from the American Conservative Party, in the sense that, you know, we want exactly the same things, and we're working at exactly the same level.
Okay.
I just don't like the idea of a Tea Party. I think it smacks in the face of everything that the Tea Party stands for.
Yeah.
And certainly the idea of, you know, a sitting congresswoman, you know, being the leader of such a party, you know, drives me crazy too. I don't know. You know that I have had a problem with the Tea Party from the very beginning. It hasn't changed.
Yep.
I still have my issues with it.
Yep.
I don't have any disagreement at all with the principles, with the philosophy, with its general tenor, with its goals. You know, it's just what it is and how it works is not susceptible to organization. And in fact, organization is probably the one thing that can do more damage to the Tea Party than anything else.
Okay.
I want 50 Tea Parties. You know, maybe 70 or 80 Tea Parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to get more localized than that.
Sure.
You know, the idea of having a centralized Tea Party, you know, somewhere is just, it screams to me. You know, although you know, I've said that the problem with the Tea Party is it's not organized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be, though.
Well,
okay,
I'm
a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Not organized, but the one thing that it should never do is get organized.
Okay, I still have a problem with the idea that oh gosh, we shouldn't have more than one Tea Party thing happening. I mean, I don't know that it's more than one Tea Party thing happening. I think it is, gosh, here's some folks that have got some ideas. What in the world would be wrong with that just continuing? I mean, why do we think that that's such a bad idea? And my answer to that is, I don't. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I think that it is a way for Tea Party-type folks to make their wishes and ideas known. And once you get to that point, it's kind of like, well, okay, if that's the idea, what would be the matter with it? Why do we think that there's this some idea that, gosh, we don't want to have them around? And that just absolutely escapes me.
Oh, I don't. It's not that I don't want them around.
Okay.
My issue is that I just don't want it top-down.
I'm not sure anybody could top-down the Tea Party.
Yeah.
I'm
concerned by efforts to attempt to do so.
Okay. I have a little more faith that people will say, who are you, and where the fuck do you think you're coming from?
Okay. Well, as long as somebody plays that to Michelle Bachman sometime in the next week, I'll be happy.
Well, okay. That's fine. I'm willing to have all of them talk. You know, hell, have 535 alternative states of the union out there. Do it.
Right, because
put them
you
on
know what?
YouTube. Put them, you know, have C-SPAN cover them. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Here, for me, here's the important thing. If out of all of that verbiage, out of all that blathering, out of all of that hot air, there are three ideas that can be brought to fruition from a conservative point of view, I'm a happy guy.
Okay. Ryan is talking. I'm not going to listen to him.
Okay.
I'll read it, see it later.
Yep, okay. I'm going to have to do that too because we're doing a show here.
He's not going to talk
long.
He's
a smart guy. I mean, I think he's smart. I don't know how conservative he is, but I think he's smart.
He's got some general principles.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, now he's the representative for the district that was directly south of the district that we were in when we were in Wisconsin.
Okay.
He lives in the second district, and he represented the first district, which was between us and the state of Illinois border.
Got it.
Okay. So we saw him a lot, in local news and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
He has a replacement for Obamacare that is still, in many ways, Romney care.
Ew.
So it's not quite a, there's a lot of government involvement in it.
Mm.
When I first started reading some of the stuff, I went, no, this is too much like Romney care.
Mm-hmm.
Too much government involvement in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's a Republican. This is what I have to say. First and foremost, he's a Republican.
Okay.
Second, he is a small district rural Republican.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So what he's not is a Northeast liberal Republican.
Yep.
He's not a country club Republican.
Okay.
If he were in a different place, he might have been called a blue dog. If he was a Republican down in Georgia, he'd be a blue dog Democrat.
Got it.
So what he's not is a dement. He is not
a conservative Republican.
A conservative Republican.
Yep.
He might be a Republican conservative, but, it is absolutely Republican first.
Yep.
And, general conservative principles are much more oriented towards the social side than they are the fiscal side. Now, I don't dislike him in general because of that, but, he is not the great conservative hope. He's not going to be the new face of conservatism,
mm-hmm.
going into the next, 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not. He's going to be, he's going to be Speaker of the House sometime in the next 20 years. He's going to be a Republican first. So that's why he's where he is right now. He may stay chair of appropriations forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, he may be happy to stay in Congress and, hold purse strings and fight with the Democrats and be content to do that. Frankly, I'm content to have him do that pretty much too. I just want to get somebody on top of him that's willing to cut spending a lot more than he is.
Got it.
So,
got it.
I like him, but, he's not a conservative hope.
Got it.
So, that said, he's willing to go toe-to-toe with Obama. And part of that is part of that is Illinois-Wisconsin rivalry, which is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the reason he wants to do it, I'm happy to have him do it too.
Sure.
All right. Michelle Bachmann, you know, she's going to be doing her thing. You know, I don't foresee the State of the Union. I don't think it's going to give him much of a bounce. I think he's likely to get 1 or 2 percentage point bounce. I don't perceive him to get anything more. I don't think anybody's going to suggest that this is a home run. I don't know that this is going to get much more than a ground rule double as far as
mm-hmm.
baseball is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I
applaud those Republicans, whether they're, well, not Northeast Republicans, but Republicans generally outside of the Northeast. I applaud whatever intellectual firepower they can bring to the debate. But I think the thing that everybody has to recognize is just because they have an R after their name doesn't mean that they are conservative. It means that they're Republicans, that they will fight to stay in power as a Republican, not as a conservative, and that I get the general feeling that as long as they can stay in power, as long as they are the ones who can control the purse strings, as long as they are the ones who can propose the legislation, as long as they are the ones that can pass the legislation, they really don't have a lot of convictions in terms of conservatism versus liberalism. Now, can I be wrong on that? Sure, I could be. But I would submit that the last 50 years of legislative history will bear that out.
Right, the Republicans are just going to figure out how to spend their own portion of the pork.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, they had a perfect opportunity to hold Democrats' feet to the fire on the no pork thing. What happens? They started fighting among themselves. Well, shame on them. I mean, where in the world, Harry Reid notwithstanding, where in the world does it say, oh, I have to pass this in order to get reelected? Let me tell you something. Now, yeah, I'm out here in the boondocks. And my congressman is Wally Herger, and he's I suspect that he goes after federal dollars, but he doesn't do it blatantly and obtrusively. But I couldn't tell you, as a voter, I couldn't tell you the last dollar that he brought into this district. I don't know, and don't care, other than I want to make sure that the federal budget doesn't get larded up with that stuff. Now, if the way to do that is to say, you know what, y'all just aren't going to do that anymore, then let's do that. Let's don't pussyfoot around it. Let's don't say, well, if it's a worthy project, yeah, we'll fund that. No, if it's a worthy project, let it compete for whatever dollars are out there, and the most worthy of them will win. But don't be larding up the budget with it. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. None. Not from my point of view, it doesn't.
He wants to freeze federal government for the next 5 years. The part of government that is only 12% of the government.
Yeah. So we're supposed to freeze a budget that's more than $1 trillion deficit. Now, there's a brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, no, it's going to reduce the deficit. The deficit to $400 billion at the end of 5 years.
Oh, really?
Didn't you hear? That's what it's going to do. Although I thought it was supposed to be done that way in 2 years.
Pardon me while I take a couple of handfuls of salt here with that.
All right. What else besides this are we going to talk about tonight? Is there anything worth talking about tonight?
It is the news of the day. It really is. And I'm sorry that I did not download Ryan's remarks. And I'm even sorrier that I didn't download Michelle Bachmann's remarks. But it seems to me that if we talk about just what Obama said, he said we're going to invest. That's a code word for spend. He said we're going to freeze the budget. And I'm sorry, but when you freeze the budget, you're freezing the budget. And we've got a $1 trillion deficit. Can you grow your way out of that? Yeah, assuming that the regulatory burden isn't so high that you can actually start up a business and make it profitable. He's going to get rid of regulations that don't make no sense, except for those ones that make common sense, which are all of the ones that, I guess the case in point would be the two legislators, I think one is state and the other one is federal, that say, oh gosh, we have distracted walking now, so we're going to pass a regulation that says, oh, you can't be walking and jogging and that kind of stuff while you're listening to your iPod and texting and et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry, that isn't common sense. Well, it is common sense. It's common sense that, no, you don't let yourself get so distracted that you're texting and you walk into a fountain and then you sue somebody because you were distracted. So, it's the same old, and I don't see anything getting better. I didn't hear anything about cap and trade. Did you?
No, but they're doing it legislatively, so
regulatorily.
Through the EPA, so
except Browner's leaving. And she was the regulatory push on that.
Yeah, the question will be who's going to put in there or if he's going to put anybody. The rumor is that he's getting, as the SARs, quit or pushed out, he's not replacing them. Sounds like the man is starting to close the circle in around him.
I read something today that said that he's living in a bubble, that there are some cabinet members in 2 years that he has not even talked to. He hasn't even picked up the phone and said, hi, welcome aboard, I'm your prez. If that's true, that kind of raises the question as to who he's listening to and how far inside that bubble he is.
Well, I don't know. Anybody that he's pulled in appears, first of all, if somebody has the limelight, he wants them out.
Yeah.
He certainly doesn't like to share the limelight. As far as I know, Valerie Jarrett is still around.
She's on her way out, though. I think they've already...
Really? What have you heard? I haven't heard.
Yeah. Heard that on Twitter, that she's announcing her retirement. Browner's out. At this point, I think it's up in the air who's left. And this could be Daley's doing. Positioning him for the 2012 run, getting rid of the outspoken and controversial people and And it remains to be seen, does he put non-controversial people in? Does he put nobody in? What does he do? I am, in fact, a firm believer in actions are much more indicative of future things than words are. I don't put a lot of stock in a politician's words. So I guess we have to wait and see who does he put in, if anybody. So, I don't know. That's my take on it. Reasonable people can disagree on that, but that's kind of where I'm coming down.
Well, he has to start campaigning by summer.
Yep.
Means, he's either going to work with the Republicans for the next couple of months in hopes of triangulating something out of them. All I can hope is that he fails.
Yeah, really.
Because as long as he fails, it means the Republicans at least holding the line and not compromising themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But come summer, he has to start campaigning, which means he either has to show himself in strong opposition to the Republicans, and Republicans are stopping everything that he's trying to do,
mm-hmm.
and what he's trying to do is going to work, and what the Republicans are doing isn't.
Yes.
I don't see anything happening in the economy positive.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I mean, what was it that I read today? 20 some odd states, the employment went down. 15 of them it went up. Biggest drop in home prices in influential markets ever.
Yeah, except for here in San Diego, it would have been a 2020 year over year fail.
Wow.
Clean sweep, except for San Diego, which went up a tenth of a percent.
Really?
God. So, year over year. So,
yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been a clean sweep in Case-Shiller for December.
Mm.
The economy's not going to be making a big move.
Nope, doesn't look like it.
Republicans are not going to get much of anything that they want to get through their agenda because Reid's just going to lock them up in the Senate.
Yep. Although I keep hearing talk about something about Rule 14 and Rule 21. Now, I have to tell you, I have no idea what those two rules are. But apparently...
Well, I can't tell you which one is which, but I can tell you what one of them does do.
Okay.
In order for the Senate version of the House bill repealing Obamacare
mm-hmm.
Has to be read into the Senate twice, and then it can be motioned into committee, which is where it'll die. But apparently,
okay.
I think it's 14 is the one it is. If one single Republican objects to having it read in,
yeah.
That once he objects, it gets tabled at the speaker's desk. And then he can either call it for a vote or just let it sit on his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal, is to object it to the reading in, and then it sits on the speaker's desk for the next 2 years. And he can either call for a vote on it, or he can just let it sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if it sits there, then once Republicans have control of the White House and then the Senate, theoretically they can call it to the floor, get it voted, and have the Republicans sign it. But it can what they don't want to do is send it to committee. So that's what 14 or 29, one or the other, does that. That's what it does. It keeps it from being sent to committee where it'll die.
Got it.
Okay. The Let me look at something here real quick. We've got 15 minutes. We've got plenty of time. I don't see the economy improving. I don't see the Republicans getting much of anything. I don't see Obama doing anything except for getting frustrated over the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see him beginning to campaign, which will end all efforts from him to look bipartisan, because the only thing he can do at that point is to say, you've got to give me control back.
Yep. Yep.
You've got to put me back in here in order to finish what I started, which, of course, is crazy because he was elected and had the full control, and he didn't get what he wanted done.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, they didn't get anything really done until the lame duck session.
Yeah, really.
Where they had
Democrats
and Republicans that were losing to be able to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't foresee anything major coming out of the federal government for the next couple of year and a half, except for regulations. Now, Obama said he wants to get rid of the 1099 debacle.
Oh, boy.
Which would be good, because sometime in the next 2 weeks I'm going to have to go buy some 1099s.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
To give them to some of the people that I need to give them to.
Right, exactly.
So, because I've got a bunch of my clients are giving me 1099s this year. Joy, joy, joy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You know, although I expected that, so that's not necessarily a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have to issue some 1099s. Isn't that ridiculous?
Absolutely.
So, you know, if they can get rid of the 1099 thing, that would be good. The sooner the better.
Mm-hmm.
EPA is going crazy. FCC is going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, unless Congress does something, these agencies are getting ready to, you know, go bonker shit on places where they need to stay out of. Did you see anything on global warming over the last couple of days?
Not a lot. I mean, a little bit, but nothing huge.
Apparently, the Arctic reporting stations were out sunning themselves on beach towels and bikinis over the December period.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it was extremely warm over the Arctic, which is rather interesting because apparently it wasn't extremely warm over the rest of the Northern Hemisphere.
Exactly. What was it? 47 out of the 48 states had snow.
Yeah.
I think Florida was the only one that missed it.
But Florida was one of the coldest places in the entire country in December.
Really? Well, I just didn't get any snow then. Too cold to snow.
The I don't know. Let's take these last 10 minutes.
Hey.
Okay.
Because it is our last 10 minutes.
Yes, it is.
Theoretically, it is our last 10 minutes. Although it does say that we have a show next week.
I don't know that I believe him, but okay.
William, this
yeah.
is what I have to say. We've been on the air for about 2.5 years.
Yes, we have.
And I have thoroughly and completely enjoyed every single minute of you listening to me talk.
I make a gender joke there, but it's okay. Go ahead.
I want to cut you off.
Yeah.
There was a joke about that, about the bombing in Moscow.
Yeah.
In any case, it has been an enjoyable 2.5 years of discussing issues of the day, issues of the week, issues of politics, issues otherwise. I thank you greatly for the time, the effort, the common sense, the wisdom, and the occasional tolerance. that you have shown in your discussions. It has been an honor to share this time with you.
Well, Tracy, thank you. And I can kind of echo that right back to you. It's been kind of a remarkable run. Both of us are grounded in the American Conservative Party. That means, yes, we're conservatives. We may vote Republican because we don't have a lot of options, but nevertheless, we are, in fact, conservatives. We hope that we have brought that conservative viewpoint to bear on those issues that we talk about. Some issues we don't talk about simply because they aren't really newsworthy, regardless of what anybody else thinks. It's kind of our choice as to what we do. We've had a remarkable run, and for me it's been good. I have to tell you that, yes, I have grown as a conservative because of this show, and that gives me a great deal of satisfaction. I'm happy that we were able to do it.
It is, I honestly believe political maturity is not something that is held in a box or in a closet. It is something that needs to be taken out and exercised and debated and discussed and just, engaged in order for it to actually grow.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's an old saying that if you want to learn a subject, teach it. I think that applies to at least conservative politics in that if you want to get a deeper understanding, you have to talk about it. You have to talk about it with people that will challenge your views. You have to talk about it with people that don't agree with you. You have to talk about conservatism as if it actually mattered, because it does. I mean, you can look at our country today and say, I don't like the way that this is going. And you can have two reactions. You can say, oh, let's get those fools out of there and we'll put our fools in. Or you can say, I need to find, well, actually three things. You can also say, a pox on both their houses, I'm not doing anything anymore. Or you can say, I'm going to find the most conservative candidate that I can find, and I'm going to support them. And you vet them. You don't just take it on their word. You vet them. You look at their background. You look at what they've done here to date. You challenge them. You do all of those things until you are convinced that they are, in fact, conservative, and then you support them. And that means not only showing up at campaign rallies, that means not only going door to door, that means not only calling on the phone banks, it means you got to open up your wallet too. You also need to start at your own local level. You can't say, oh, I'm going to make this huge, tremendous impact by supporting this national candidate over there, because that only gets you that thing. It doesn't give you a farm team. It doesn't give you somebody to call upon when you need somebody to step up and run. So I guess my message is this. Find your conservative candidate. Run them at the local county level. Run them at the state level. And when you have done that, when you are successful, then you start looking at the national campaigns. But until you've got that farm team in place, you don't have anything. I mean, yes, we are blessed with some young people that appear to be conservative, and that's a good thing. But there's nobody in back of them, at least none that we know of. So you need to encourage the very younger people to do the intern work, to learn what it takes to win at any particular level, and you need to encourage them, and you need to help support them. Because if you don't, we're right back where we are today, with older guys, gals, in positions of power, stroking the levers, and you aren't liking it. Don't settle for that anymore. Don't be a throw your hands up in despair. Don't be a, oh, I'll vote for them just because they've got an R after their name. You need to build a farm team. The only way to do that is to work. And that's my rant.
Not a rant. You know, I think both of us have done exactly the same thing over the last, you know, 2.5-3 years. You know, we realized that, you know, part of the problem was us.
Yep.
And we have moved to, you know, start doing things that, you know, things that we should have been doing all along. Speaking out, getting engaged, you know, doing things to become part of the process again. You know, probably the hardest thing for me has always been it's really easy to have positions. I've been a pretty strong proponent of principles, but, you know, those two are really hard to put together.
Yes, they are.
It's really hard sometimes to take principles and put them into working proposals, working ideas. It's really easy to have positions because they sound right or they hit the right place in the pocketbook. But putting the two of them together, I have found to be extremely difficult work over the last couple of years. And I have a great deal more respect for the people that get involved and work deeply in the process. But I also see where it's very easy to compromise both. And why principles matter more than positions.
Yes.
Probably been the hardest thing for me to get people to understand. And you know how hard that fight was in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
With the American Party.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless the principles are there, it doesn't make any difference how good the positions are. It just doesn't.
No, that's right.
Because
that's right.
The first big fight the positions have, they're going to get compromised to hell.
Yep.
Yep. And, you know, the only thing that's going to hold them together is the principles. You and I have fought that fight. The American Conservative Party is well-grounded in those principles. The people that are involved with the American Conservative Party and that are working at all levels of it have embraced the concept of the principles. And I'm, you know, happy that that's going to continue on. I'm not going to go away by any stretch of the imagination. The book will be ready sometime in the spring.
Cool.
It is, you know, people have begun to review it, begun looking at it, starting to give me some critique and fallback, you know, discussions on it. I'm hoping that over the next couple months that I can finish the final section of it. And get the feedback into it, and then, you know, then it'll go onto the market sometime, you know, hopefully before the summer starts. You know, and, you know, I will push the entire concept of principles and rights. It's where we need to stand, you know, I'm going to push those issues. I expect you're going to be still active at home and around your areas.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what happens.
Yes.
Give your last
shout out, we will. Okay, last time. Just me, Pammy, Arkansas Traveler, Louisa Ma, Mama Gurkha, Buzz Zero, Arkansas Traveler. Thank you so much for listening and putting up with us. We do appreciate it. And we'll catch you the next time around.
William.
Yes.
I will talk to you next week because, you know, I just like it. And we're going to keep doing that.
All righty. Works for me.
Good night, everyone. Good luck.
Good night.
And we'll see you at the grassroots. Boy, that was weird.
Yeah. Jeez.
Went 17, 10, 24, 31, 19. I was all over the place.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay, kiddo. Well, I think I'm going to try and find the transcript of remarks by Ryan and by Bachman. See what they
get. Ryan's is up. I saw it on Twitter. If you missed it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I
just don't remember
up.
Who I saw it from. I'm going to have to go looking.
I want to read what he has to say.
Yep.
We'll do some tweet about it. And
okay.
You know, the show is not going to go away as far as the account is concerned.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, it's just, you know, we can do 30 minutes here and there whenever we want and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, there may be reasons to do so, you know, have our little specials here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The account's going to sit out there. And, you know, if we have purpose for it, and, I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's as much yours at this point as it is mine. So if you've got a thought that you want to consider for it, you know, we can deal with that. All right.
Okay. Super. Works for me, kid. You betcha.
All right. I will talk to you in the next couple of days.
All righty. Take care, Tracy.
Good night, everybody.
Night.